Last year's Ebola outbreak killed more than 11,000 people in West Africa. But actually, that's not quite right. The virus may have pulled the trigger, but the victims were set up for the kill by flawed communication and traditional practices that enabled spread of the virus, as well as shame and fear that prevented quick action. The next killer virus may be inevitable, but changing the ways in which humans respond is an innovation and design project already underway. WGBH's partnership with the Ground Truth Project and Nova Next has produced a series called Next Outbreak, with reporting on how the latest communications technology and smarter data collection can more quickly detect and track emerging infectious diseases, fatal or not. A tool called HealthMap does exactly that. Please welcome Dr. John Brownstein, Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital and co-founder of HealthMap. Dr. Brownstein, welcome.
Thank you. Well, thanks for
also with me is Maya Majumdar, a research fellow at HealthMap and a graduate student at MIT. Welcome, Maya.
Thank you.
Now, this is about strategy and tactics, it seems. What I want to do is talk about the old strategy that really is associated with the way we've traditionally done things. Here's Dr. Anita Berry, director of the Infectious Disease Bureau at the Boston Public Health Department.
We work with partners, individual healthcare providers, laboratories, hospitals, community members, because they're really like the night watchmen, right? They're the ones who are going to give us that information about what might be going on so we can go out and investigate.
Dr. Brownstein, that sounds like a responsible approach, but I'm wondering if it's a bit outmoded or doesn't take advantage of what's available today.
Yes, absolutely. So traditional public health is really slowed down by the communication process. People get sick, they're seen by healthcare providers, they get laboratory confirmed. Information about illness flows up the channels towards state and local public health, national governments, then to places like the WHO. Each one of those stages can take days, weeks, even months. And that's the problem if you're thinking about a virus that could spread around the world in a matter of days. So we really think about the communication channels that unwind that hierarchical flow of information and make everyone a stakeholder when it comes to data about outbreaks, including consumers.
To both of you, how does HealthMap change or maybe reinforce, I don't know, the age-old, centuries-old strategy of you get the information, you mobilize some quarantine and wall off a community and shut down the disease that way? Are we continuing with that, or are we fundamentally changing that? Dr. Brownstein,
yeah,
you go first.
Yeah, I think the idea is, of course, there are a suite of different tools that public health has as its disposal. What we're trying to do is think about how to communicate and empower individuals to really understand what the risks are, what the true information is about a disease event, and what they can do to protect themselves and their families. It's all about trying to demystify outbreaks and bring people to a better knowledge. Just like they might care about the weather, we're trying to get people to care about the infectious diseases around them and really think a lot about interventions, about vaccination, the kind of just basic public health principles that we all know are so proven.
Give them apps that give them awareness of what's going on around them as opposed to put them in dark rooms and close the door.
If that can be the first step before we have to go to those kind of measures, absolutely. The idea is let's educate people first. Let's improve vaccination rates. Let's make people understand that just basic hygiene can be an extraordinarily important tool to prevent the spread of disease.
What kind of apps work and that you and Dr. Brownstein have designed and tried to implement?
So I think that John likes to say that HealthMap as an organization and some of the products that we develop is really intended to bring the public back into public health. And one of the things that I work on, at least, is basically producing some education tools that actually go straight onto the HealthMap website and can also be accessed via mobile. And HealthMap actually has a number of apps on mobile as well that make it easier for the public to access these sorts of information.
The names of the apps? I mean, it's sort of like Here's How Not to Die, probably not a good name.
Right. But John, do you want to go through
So those? We have an app called Outbreaks Near Me that allows people to know about what disease outbreaks are happening in their neighborhood. Flu Near You is an app that people self-report on symptoms. Vaccine Finder, which is actually a tool that allows people to know what vaccines are available to them in their community. And in fact, even Uber. We worked closely with Uber last year where we actually put nurses in Uber cars and delivered vaccine to people because the closest vaccine location might still be, you know, only a block away for people, but people are still hesitant to go and just get it done. So we put nurses in Uber cars and sent vaccines to individuals, and the results were amazing.
Are you more, Maya, or less fearful or concerned or worried about the next outbreak because of these tools?
So I would say that it all depends, again, on context. And the reason that I say that is one of the limitations to digital disease detection is that it does require a tremendous amount of internet penetration, which is terrific for a country like the United States, right? So I think when the next swine flu hits the U.S., I think that we might be better equipped, indeed, because HealthMap does an excellent job of spreading information about how the public can actually take care of their own health, whether it be vaccinating themselves or actually employing social distancing on their own, understanding the importance of washing your hands and coughing into the crook of your arm as opposed to your hand. But when it comes to emerging infectious pathogens, especially in developing countries, I think that we're on the right path, and internet penetration and the increased amount of internet penetration is definitely helping along the way. But without internet penetration, it's a lot harder to communicate these good education tools to a larger populace.
So you might say the cell phone pandemic is ahead of the pathogen pandemic, and that's going to help you out.
Yes, exactly.
Well, HealthMap can be seen at our website, thetakeaway.org. Dr. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital and co-founder of HealthMap. Maya Majumdar is a research fellow at HealthMap and a graduate student at MIT. It makes me feel good that you guys are on the case here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.